Welcome to Sing with Confidence with me, Paul Fabulous. Speaking of confidence, did you know that David Bowie had stage fright? It isn't just new singers that lack confidence. Working as a vocal coach with singers in Toronto and by phone around the world, along the way, I stumbled on a way for anyone to be able to sing with confidence almost immediately. Even if they had very little range or very little experience or no experience or years of experience, it didn't make a difference. Seems I had found the secret to singing with confidence. And what was great is that it happened fast. It happened quickly, right in that first session. Take Mick in East York, Toronto, for example. He called me. He said, "Paul, I don't like the sound of my voice. I don't think it's good enough for what I want to do." The first thing we did was what I call an instant confidence session. In that session, I listened in a special way for something in his voice that I really like, and it happened within minutes. I had found a hidden part of Mick's voice. It sounded really good to me. I said, "Did you hear that?" He said, "Hear what?" "That part of your voice, that. If you just sing with that part of your voice, all your songs for the rest of your life, people will enjoy your singing. They'll tell you they really enjoy your singing." He said, "No way, way." From that moment, Mick's confidence began to snowball. The band chose him as their new frontman. His band loves his voice. His audience loves his voice. Let's get started with this episode, Time to Rock and Roll. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. This is Paul Fabulous. Let's use your breathing to find your authentic voice. This is what you don't want to do. This is what I don't want to do when I'm going to use my voice. Function from here, the chest, because it gets peaky. This is how rabbits breathe when they're being chased by a tiger or a predator. Hey, this is not my authentic voice. That's my authentic voice. How did I do that? Oh, that feels fabulous. Oh, yeah. Hey, I can go on and 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 on. I don't run out of air. Ever. Okay? Rabbit or fabulous voice? Rabbit breath or your fabulous authentic voice? Okay, how did I do that line without running out of air? How do I speak without running out of breath? How do I communicate without running out of air, without feeling like there's a predator on my tail? So I can relax. I want you to relax and feel at home, connected, at ease. So your voice, your singing, your speaking, your communicating feels easy, and every line makes you feel more at home, more at peace, more wonderful with every line. How do I do that? How do I do that? Because that's what happened to me. For my voice, every line feels more and more fabulous. It brings me home to me. It becomes more and more authentic. So how do we do that? Okay, two parts to this. Number one is I want to open up the breathing. And I'm going to show you something you can do using some things that you can do all around you that you're maybe already doing, but you can do in a different way. That's going to help you open the instrument. This part, it's like, you know, piano, grand piano. Is big, right? You go there, it has this gorgeous sound, this long 9-foot Steinway. It's a big instrument. Well, this is my instrument. It's not this. It's this. I got to learn how to open that. So the first part of that is opening the instrument. And then the second part of that, of breathing, so to be able to do these long lines and have your breathing feel fabulous, the second part is a breathing method that I have. It's called the Fabulous Breathing Method. And I'm going to send you a link where you can get that. The first part of that, though, is I got to start breathing more, breathing deeper. I noticed when I was we were just in Nova Scotia on a wonderful vacation. Nova Scotia in Canada on the Atlantic coast, and it was gorgeous. It was July and the beginning of August, just stunning near the Atlantic Ocean there. And we were biking. I was on a bike, and I was going up and down the hills. And guess what? When I got back from that, my breathing was different. Now, this is different than the fast pedal to the post office to get there to get the letter in the mail and then rush back to get to my appointment. That's rabbit breathing. This was me relaxed, taking long, you know, breathing, really getting my cardio going on these hills up and down, engaging this relaxed breathing, at ease breathing. You know, Frank Sinatra, this wonderful singer, he would swim laps underwater to activate his breath, to open his body, his voice instrument, his breath. He would swim laps, and you could hear it in his voice if you could listen to Frank Sinatra. So swimming laps to get the cardio going, really challenging that, not in a stressed way. No. The authentic, fabulous way is relaxed, peaceful, open, finding your true power and your relaxed, at-home, full-on authenticity. That's the definition of the fabulous voice, not the stressed voice. Swimming laps, just underwater, as long as you can. Long, you know, bike rides up and down hills. Walking up, if you're in an apartment building, oh, it's fabulous. Go up the stairs. Don't take the elevator. I go two steps at a time, not rushing, but go one, and I'm breathing deeper. Two steps at a time, maybe going up 5, 6, 7, 8 flights of stairs. Not rushed, just taking my time, enjoying my fabulous instrument opening. You do that, and you do that on a regular basis, you're going to find your voice feels fabulous because you're breathing from a different place. From a different place. So when you go to communicate on your videos or in your meeting or in your keynote speech or your song, you're going to have an instrument versus feeling like an afraid rabbit. That's how I used to feel. No more. I feel fabulous, and I want you to feel that too. So hope this has been helpful. Go practice this so it's not concept, so it's actually integrated into your life. So that's where it's going to help you. And the next thing you do after you do that, oh, you want to hit subscribe, because the next video is going to be something that can completely change your voice and your life. So press the subscribe, ring the bell so you get a notification. I don't want you to miss this next thing that's going to rock your world. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I know I have an intuition that it's going to be fabulous for you. The next thing is, after you subscribe, I want you to get my fabulous breathing method. It's not what I just talked about. That's a different part of it. This is where I learned to do these long, 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 long phrases, and it's going to really help you. It's going to show you how to drop deeper into your body, lower, to open up what's called the diaphragm, although I don't like to use that word a lot, but to open so your breathing is below your belt. That's the secret to the your fabulous authentic voice. I want you to get that, and it's a download that you can get. You need to get on my email list to do that. So go to my site, nowicansing.com, and look for breathing. nowicansing.com, and sign up for the breathing, and you'll instantly get two audios that you can do that's going to give you the secret to your fabulous authentic voice using part one of my fabulous breathing method for voice. Hope that's helpful for you. Send me a note. Let me know how your fabulous voice is coming along. I love hearing how you're doing. Have a great day, and go jump in the lake. Go jump on your bike. Get your fabulous voice going. I'll see you in the next one. Hey, thanks for being with me in this episode. I want everyone to sing with confidence. But are you going to remain a stranger? Are you going to listen and watch from afar? You can do that. But I love hearing from listeners. I love getting your questions. So you don't need to be a stranger, okay? You can come closer by sending me a message or a question. podcast@paulfabulous.com. I have a special offer for my podcast listeners. That's you. Go to paulfabulous.com if you want to book your instant vocal confidence session. I want everyone to sing with confidence. Go to paulfabulous.com if you want to book your instant vocal confidence session. I'm going to ask you for a favor. What really makes a difference is when you write a 5-star review in iTunes for the podcast, because that's what helps other people find this podcast. So it inspires them. So it helps them. So it opens something in them. So you can contribute. And I'd like you to, I'd like to ask you to, as my request from you is to right now, if you're not booking your instant confidence session at paulfabulous.com, write me a 5-star review in iTunes. And that would really help me and other people. It makes a big difference. I want everyone to sing with confidence.